You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
You know, it wasn't so long ago that food companies agreed to voluntarily reduce marketing junk food to kids. We have a guest today that's going to bring us up to date, see if they're really holding true to that. It's Dr. Margot Wooten, Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science and Public Interest. She has her pulse on this issue. Dr. Wooten, have we made any progress here?
We actually have. Over the last 8 to 10 years, a number of companies have agreed to limit unhealthy food marketing to kids voluntarily. And they haven't really done that completely on their own. There's been a lot of nudging from health professionals, from organizations like CSPI, and from parents. But some of the biggest food companies have joined together in a self-regulatory program. They've agreed to nutrition standards for what they market, and we are beginning to see some declines in unhealthy food marketing for kids.
Well, there is hope after all. Bravo for that news. I'm just wondering where I might see that at this point.
So we're not done by any means. So there have been a bunch of different studies done on them, on this and the effect. One of them we did on Nickelodeon, and what we've seen is a steady but slow decline in junk food marketing. So it used to be in 2005 that 90% of the food ads that kids would see on Nickelodeon were for junk food. Then it went to 80%, and now we're down to about 70%. So that's good. We're seeing things move in the right direction. But still, having 70% of the food ads aimed at kids be junk food is way too much. We got to continue to push the companies to do better.
Absolutely. You know, that's 7 out of 10 ads. And how many ads do kids see in a day? You probably have that number in your mind. But it just makes me, I mean, there's no wonder kids reach for junk food first, when there's that much exposure. What is replacing the junk food ads? What are they doing healthy foods by chance with that time?
Well, the companies have adopted nutrition standards, which means the very worst junk foods, the cookies, the candies, snack cakes, the soda, are not being advertised during children's television. But still, the nutrition standards need to be strengthened, and we're pushing the companies to do better. So now they see sugary yogurt, fruit snacks, SpaghettiOs, and other foods. So the very worst junk food is gone, but still a lot of the food that's being advertised is not as healthy as it is.
You know, it just takes time to move a mountain, and that's what we're really working with here. I know you've worked really hard at that. But I always sense that they play a little cover-up game. Some, you know, they say they're not, but they have other ways to get around it. Sometimes in their labels, they make it sound like it's healthy when you and I know it's not, but maybe the average consumer doesn't. What are some of those cover-up games that they play we need to be aware of?
You know, a really prominent example of that are fruit snacks. You know, those little gummy fruit-flavored candies that they call fruit or fruit-like snacks, and that really are just like gummy bears. And they come with kids' favorite characters on the front. They're shaped into those characters. And so now there's a whole category of food that didn't even exist when I was a kid that is positioned as a substitute for apples and bananas and real fruit. But nutritionally, and even if you look at the ingredients, those fruit snacks are just like gummy bears. They're candy, but they're positioned as something that could be a substitute for fruit. And they're sucking kids' lunchboxes, they're given as after-school snacks, and they make it seem like it's healthier than candy. And it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not. You know, I call most cereals that you see for kids, I just call, you know, it's a coined phrase. I think maybe you all coined it at CSPI. It's candy cereal. It's not healthy cereal. It's just candy. And you've just identified another food category that could be slotted into the candy aisle as well, very easily because of the amount of sugar and the lack of nutrients that are in there. How about fast food restaurants? And when I see food companies, I'm thinking of the biggie fast foods that are giving toys to kids that they would buy XYZ. Are they more conscientious than before?
Well, fast food and other restaurant foods are the biggest category of foods that are marketed to kids. We have seen some improvement. If you look at restaurant trends, healthier kids meals is one of the hottest fast food and restaurant trends. But again, we're seeing slow progress there. We've done a few studies, and over the last 5 years, the percentage of kids' meal options that are healthy have tripled, which sounds terrific. But when you actually look at the numbers, it's gone from 1% of the options being healthy to 3%. So tripling sounds great, but having 97% of the options on kids' menus still be unhealthy is not acceptable. We really need to get the restaurants to do better. And with the marketing, you know, usually they're marketing the toy and the tie-in to the favorite movie, and the kids are just going there to get the toy. They don't care what they're served. So it's very easy for restaurants to change to strawberries or bananas or broccoli or some kind of fruit or vegetable as a side dish and a healthy beverage instead. In fact, there was just a study that came out this week from Tufts University that showed that when restaurants change what comes with a kid's meal to healthier options, the families, the kids stick with it. The kids like it. The restaurants don't lose money. It's better for kids' health. And everybody wins all around.
You know, I'm so glad you pointed that out, because we underestimate kids. They know. They know the difference, and they really want to eat healthier foods as long as it tastes good, and that's not so hard to do. We do that with kid critics all the time. All right, let's get to what we can do to be an advocate, to make a difference maybe in our local community somehow. How can we as a consumer help what you all do at CSPI?
So we really do need people's help, and restaurants do respond. Recently, as an example, we did a campaign with moms and organizations around the country urging restaurants to get soda off the kids' menu. And as a result, Wendy's and Burger King recently pulled soda off their children's menu. But that really came from people writing to the companies, tweeting at them. We have an email alert set up on our website. If people go to csbinet.org/act now, they can look and see how they can write to companies. And they can, with a click of a button, write to the top restaurant companies and ask them to take soda off the kids' menu and to make improvements. And the companies really listen. You know, a lot of people wonder if sending those emails is worth it, or tweeting at a company if they'll listen. But they really are responsive to customers and want to know what people think. And just a handful of emails or tweets can make a big difference to what the companies are doing, how they formulate their products, and whether or not they market junk food to kids.
I am so with you. I've been doing that with CSPI. Let me explain what that is. The Center for Science and Public Interest is what CSPI stands for. So CSPINET.org. It's a network. You can think of it that way. And they send me emails and they say, sign this, sign that. I just did one on antibiotics and animals, just before the show. And then they take care of it and make it so easy, and they know how to move mountains. So you yourself can agree to this, can just write to the company, speak up. If you want less junk food marketed to kids and served to kids, we just, you know, it's our responsibility to step up. Dr. Wu Tan, it's been so fabulous to have you with us to talk about this topic. We've just really covered the surface, but we can get our teeth into it by going to your website, CSPINET.org. And for more about what we do with Healthy Solutions to Feed Families, please go to our website, which is kidcritics.org, spelled with 2 K's, KIDKRITICS. Thanks for being with us in our Fem Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.